Hey, this is Rick Casales from ExercisesForInjuries.com. Today I have another interview for you, and we're going to focus in on balance training, and specifically balance training when it relates to the older adult. And I have, a researchy guy on the line who has done lots of research in the area, and he's going to talk to us about balance training in the older adult. So Dan, I'll get you to introduce yourself to the listeners.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me. My name's Dan Ritchie. I've got a PhD in health and kinesiology with a minor in gerontology, and my dissertation was actually on balance training for older adults. I got that from Purdue University in 2009. I basically spent since about 2004 doing all the research and training and educational programs related to balance in older adults, falls in older adults, and pretty much everything that goes into that. And that's really been my passion in the research area over the last several years. So how to improve balance and mobility for older adults is really my specialty.
Okay. And so then let's kind of classify who the older adult is. What technically is that according to the research?
Well, typically when we're talking about falls and balance issues, we start talking about anyone over the age of 65. Predominantly, one of the reasons we classify it that way is what we have found is from age 1 to 64, accidental death, the number one leading cause is car accidents, as we would probably all suspect. But from the age 65 and up, it's falls. So at that age, we start to find that people are falling actually to their own death. And so typically we look at age 65 to 74, age 75 to 84, and then age 85 and up. And that's the statistics that we measure.
Oh, okay. That, I never knew. That's interesting, the 64 and under. Okay, very cool. Then if we kind of look at it, maybe we just define what is kind of balance training.
Okay, well, balance training, it can take on a number of different forms, but typically what we're talking about is something separate from strength training, something separate from cardiovascular training, something separate from flexibility, where we're really just focusing on balance. And so we're going to be training the body's ability to control its own center of gravity. So we all have the ability to determine where our center of gravity is at any one point so that we don't wind up on our face on the floor. So we train that. We also train our three primary senses, which are vision, our vestibular system, and our somatosensory system. So we're training our vision input, our vestibular, which is basically our ability to determine, are we moving? So motion or speed of movement, those sorts of things. And that's controlled by our inner ear. And then somatosensory, which is our touch or our feeling sensation. So what are my feet telling me where I am, how hard I'm pressing into the ground, those sorts of things. So we're training those three systems so that we respond better to our environment. Because as we age, unfortunately, our vision gets worse, our somatosensory gets worse, and our vestibular gets worse. We lose sensation in our feet. Oftentimes, people just don't feel the ground as firmly as we do when we're younger. Our vision certainly gets diminished. We don't see quite as clearly. And our vestibular function is not quite as sharp, so we can't tell quite as well whether we're moving or whether we're not moving or whether the world is moving around us and those sorts of things. And so because of that, we don't respond as quickly as we should. And so things like stepping up or stepping down a curb can become dangerous events. Things like going up and down stairs can become dangerous events, because if we're not judging that timing-wise, we can have a fall.
Okay. And then looking at when it relates to the older adult, like why, specifically taking the time, energy to do balance training, is that so important for that older adult, that, 65-year-old and plus?
Yeah, well, this is really, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked. It's really what I'm probably most excited and passionate about is simply that we can have dramatic improvements in people over the age of 65 in terms of their balance and mobility by training specifically for it. So we can see that we can reduce the rate of falls or the number of falls or the severity of falls by training people in this age range, which means if you want to really work at preventing a hip replacement, balance training can significantly help you. Now, it's not a guarantee. People can still fall. Absolutely. People fall because of freak accidents. But we know with balance training, we're going to improve your mobility. And it's been proven through the research time and time again with a number of different programs that if people from age 65 to 85 are doing balance training, they have much better quality of life. They have much lower number of falls compared to people that aren't. They have many less injuries, many less hospitalizations, many less medical bills. I mean, the list goes on and on, almost to the point at which everybody listening should be running out and signing up their grandma for balance training, simply because it really is going to dramatically change their life in terms of quality of life, independence, and injury reduction. The results really are just staggering, and you can get great results from as few as one session a week. So it's not like people have to spend a tremendous amount of time. So it really is something that every senior should be doing.
Okay, that's staggering. And and then how can the fitness professional kind of integrate, you know, balance training into their, you know, workouts? And it could either be, okay, it could be with their workouts. How do they integrate it into their, you know, workouts when it comes to their clients? Like, should they have it at the beginning of the session? Should they have it at the end of the session? Should they have it in the middle of the session?
Good question. Yeah, they really should, in a thoughtful way, have it integrated all throughout the session. There may be some sessions that are more balance-focused, and it depends on the client. Some clients need more strength emphasis. Some clients need more balance emphasis. So some of that's going to be based on your initial assessment. If a client comes in and they're really weak, then maybe strength is going to be one of the biggest components of their session. But I like to think of simple things that you can do interspersed throughout your workout where you're integrating balance with your strength movements. And so I try to do as many things standing as possible. So, for example, the one thing I absolutely hate when I see trainers do this with older clients is they bring their older client in and they sit them down to do arm curls or shoulder presses. Well, that's not going to train their balance. It's not going to train their center of gravity. So have them do those activities standing, maybe standing in a lunge position or a staggered stance or a tandem stance, which is one foot directly in front of the other as if they're standing on a balance beam. So there's a lot of ways that you can do your regular fitness training but incorporate balance movements at the same time. And some of that is just giving a little simple thought to it, like how would I make this exercise more challenging if they were standing on their feet in a different position? And then incorporating unstable surfaces. So they might be standing on an Arix pad, which is a foam pad. They might be standing on a Dynadisc. They might be standing on a balance board. They might be stepping up and down on an object. There's a variety of ways you can introduce a variety of different surfaces to challenge balance as well. So some of it's just giving a little bit of thought to the movements you're using, and then intentionally saying, okay, we're gonna throw in 5 to 10 minutes of balance activities, and we're gonna do a number of those at the beginning, maybe for your dynamic warm up, or you're gonna do it at the end for your cool down, or you might do it in the middle. So there's not a magic sweet spot in terms of balance. It has to be first, second, or third in your workout order, but it should be incorporated for sure.
Okay. And, I mean, like, you mentioned it, and, like, do fitness professionals, or, I mean, are all the fancy balance equipment, devices, are they really necessary in order to, you know, improve or train someone's balance?
I would say they're not necessary. They're useful. It's sort of like when somebody asked me, well, is it necessary to have dumbbells or medicine balls? No, it's not necessary. They're just useful. So are certain pieces of equipment necessary? No, but a number of them are useful. Do you need to have an Arix pad? No. There's a number of different things you can use that are similar.
I'm going on a little bit of a business slant because I know you help fitness professionals kind of tap into the baby boomer market. Is there a business opportunity when it comes to, you know, fitness professional having a standalone service or standalone program when it comes to like balance training or assisting people with their balance?
Yeah, I think there definitely is. I've seen two exercise models nationally work real well. One is Enhanced Fitness. The other is Fall Proof. And those are basically standalone exercise programs for seniors that are focused on balance and sort of maintaining and improving mobility. So I think there's definitely a place for facilities that are saying, you know, we've got some downtime in the middle of the day from typically 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. or maybe it's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But that middle of the day often is a really down time. And so maybe that middle of the day you say, you know, we're going to offer balance training, or we're going to offer fall prevention, or you can call it whatever you want, mobility enhancement for seniors. You're going to offer a specific program just focused on how do we improve balance and mobility? How do we reduce falls? How do we make you a fall-proof senior? And that program is going to be offered at 10 a.m. and at 1 p.m. And we're only going to take people over the age of 65, and we're going to price it just based on, you know, four or five individuals coming in and all going through a balance routine together. There's definitely opportunities for that. We've been doing something at our facility for over 5 years, and we do programs like that in the community at three different retirement communities. So the retirement community contracts with us to come in and do an exercise session a couple times a week in their facility. So there's definitely opportunities to do targeted balance programs.
Oh, very cool. Very interesting that how you go to the retirement homes. It's cool.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, the nice thing about that is retirement communities are really interesting places in that they range widely from very independent older adults that live in cottages and aren't really in the retirement home yet, all the way up to full nursing. And so by having a presence there, by going there and being the expert, we wind up actually getting some clients that come to our facility who they say, I'm too young and independent and active to go to your retirement community exercise class, but I'll come train with your trainers. And so it's been a win-win for us in terms of that.
Cool. Maybe we can highlight some more common mistakes that fitness professionals make when it comes to balance training. You mentioned one, that they end up getting their clients, you know, to move into a sitting position when the exercise can easily be done in standing. Are there any other kind of common mistakes that you see fitness professionals make when it relates to balance training?
Yeah, there are a couple. One of them is we grossly underestimate how much the older client should be able to do. I typically say, you know, someone who's 75 should be able to do functionally just about anything we can do. And so oftentimes we way too simplify things, or I like to say dumb it down. I think we're afraid of hurting seniors. I hear trainers say, well, I'd be afraid I'd break them. They're really not any more breakable than you and I are. I could hurt any client no matter what their age if I did something extreme with them. So I'm not encouraging people to do that. But I think oftentimes we just do things way too simple, and so we don't get the improvements we want. And so doing more dynamic, more challenging activities, there's nothing wrong with an 80-year-old doing lunges, squats, you know, dynamic movements, weight shift, you know, lunges onto a balance pad, step up, you know, all the sorts of movements that I would do. Now, certain things might be inappropriate, like high impact activities. I'm not having my senior client do box jumps and plyometrics off of platforms and those sorts of things. But other than that, just about anything goes. And so I think sometimes people, they tiptoe too much with seniors. They almost sort of feel like, oh, I better treat them, you know, really, really gentle, or I'm going to break them. And that's just not true. And so if you don't challenge them enough, they're not going to get the response they need. And then the other thing, like I mentioned earlier, is just trying to do everything you possibly can standing, because seated activities are just not going to improve balance. And so the only time it's appropriate in my mind to do a seated activity is when your client's too exhausted or too tired to do a standing activity, or if there's a real justification for it. You know, a leg press from time to time might be appropriate, but I tend to prefer squats or lunges, except in certain situations it might be appropriate to do a seated activity. So.
Okay. Okay. And then my next question was going to be, what are some good exercises for the older adult to do when it relates to balancing? But you kind of, you know, highlighted them. You went through quite a few good examples. Now,
I can give you a few more quick, simple ones that people can do at home in their hallway. I really just highlighted sort of the typical strength training movements that we do with clients that oftentimes I see people not do with seniors because they think they're too challenging or too intense. But a lot of I like to do what I call a lot of the gait pattern movements, which basically just means balanced walking activities. So things like walking on your tiptoes, walking on your heel, walking with a wide stance, walking with a narrow stance. And so we might call that cowboy walking or skinny walking. Then other things like stepping over an object, and you can do that both forward and sideways and backward. So you're basically just changing the way you walk, which is why we call it gait pattern enhancement. And so that forces older people to really challenge how they move, because typically they get in a very comfortable gait, and what we want to do is try to really alter that. And so tiptoes, heels, and then you can also add things like marching, which you could do in place or moving across a room. And then what I call goose stepping or straight leg marching, that's another great one as well. So there are a number of different movement patterns, and certainly there are more than the ones I just mentioned.
Okay, cool. That's good. That's very helpful. Now, I mean, we're getting near the end of the interview. Is there any kind of last minute things that you'd like to leave, with fitness professionals when it comes to balance training and balance training with the older adult?
Yeah, I guess the two things, I'm really passionate about this age range, because I've seen people who appear healthy, their mind's intact, but they have not been taking care of their physical body, especially their lower body. They fall and they break a hip, and within 6 months they're gone. And you say, boy, that person should have had another 10 vibrant years. And because they weren't taking care of their lower body strength, their lower body balance, they're not with us anymore. And that's a huge loss. And so I really try to encourage trainers to say, the amount of functional ability and balance and mobility that you give your older clients in their 60s, 70s, and 80s makes a huge difference, because these people have a tremendous wealth of knowledge, tremendous wealth of generosity, tremendous wealth of love for their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, and for that to be taken from them 10, 15 years prematurely because they fall and hit their head, or they fall and break their back, or they fall and break their hip and never recover from it, is really a tragedy that unfortunately is not spoken about much. And when I give presentations, I always tell people, a woman's risk of hip fracture is significantly higher than her risk of breast cancer. But we just don't talk about that as a health concern. We kind of brush it under the rug and we just say, oh, well, that's an old lady problem. Well, it's really not an old lady problem. It's just a lack of training. And so this whole area, I think we can make a huge difference in the fitness industry if we just start training people in a more appropriate way. And then my twist on that, or sort of the fun aspect of that, is I tell a lot of my older clients, what we're really going to do with you is almost the same as what we do with little kids in gym class. We're going to teach you how to move your body again, just like we teach 5, 6, and 7-year-olds how to hop, skip, jump, run, all those sorts of things. As little kids develop all that motor development, that movement, that coordination, well, we lose that later in life. And so we're going to retrain that, and that's going to be fun. That's going to be exciting. It's going to be exhilarating, and it's going to change your life. And exercise in a dramatic, dramatic way. So that's kind of what I would leave people with to think about and really encourage them to train their clients, their older clients, in a more balanced, focused way.
Okay. And then, you know, where can people get more information about you, Dan?
Oh, good question. Probably the two best places would be just my name, Dan M. Ritchie, R-I-T-C-H-I-E, danmritchie.com. I've got actually a functional balance test there for seniors, so that's something that trainers could work through with their clients or just take a look at. The other place where people could take a look at kind of a comprehensive look at everything we do for the older adult client would be boomingptprofits.com, where we've kind of laid out, Cody and I have laid out sort of the whole functional training approach for older adults, and that's boomingptprofits.com.
Okay, awesome. So thank you very much, Dan, for your time. No worries. And thank you very much, exercisesforinjuries.com listeners. Thank you very much for listening to this this interview. Hopefully it's given you a lot of insight when it comes to balance training, the importance of balance training, and really how it can be a life-changing thing for the older adult. So this is Rick Cassell from exercisesforinjuries.com saying take care and bye-bye.